This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military Thursday signaled it was waging a wider offensive in Gaza's south, where hundreds of thousands have fled from fighting in the north. Meanwhile, Israel's military has released a video from inside Gaza's largest hospital after a raid on the facility where newborns and hundreds of other patients have suffered for days without electricity and other basic necessities. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The military released video from inside Shifa, showing three duffel bags it said it found hidden around an MRI lab, each containing an assault rifle, grenades, and Hamas uniforms. Israeli military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus said,
"And these weapons have absolutely no business being inside a hospital."
The Associated Press could not independently verify the Israeli claims that the weapons were found inside the hospital. After encircling Shifa for days, Israel faces pressure to prove its claim that Hamas used the patients, staff and civilians sheltering there to provide cover for its fighters. Palestinians and rights groups accuse Israel of recklessly endangering civilians. I'm Karen Chamas.
The European Union's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, urged Israel Thursday to not let itself be consumed by rage in the war waged since October 7th against the Palestinian Islamist movement Hamas on the Gaza Strip. During a visit to a southern Israel kibbutz ravaged by the October 7th Hamas attacks, Borrell said he offered his advice to Israel as a friend.
"I understand your fears and pain. I understand the fears and pain of the people that has been attacked, slaughtered, kidnapped. I understand your rage, but let me ask you not to be consumed by rage. I think that that's what the best friend of Israel can tell you."
This is VOA News. Britain's highest court ruled Wednesday the government's key migrant policy of sending asylum seekers to Rwanda for processing is illegal, a big political blow to Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, as Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA from London.
Britain struck a $150 million deal with Rwanda in April last year to send asylum seekers arriving in small boats across the English Channel to Rwanda for processing. The first flight was just minutes away from takeoff in June 2022, when it was blocked by an injunction from the European Court of Human Rights. The case eventually reached Britain's Supreme Court, which ruled Wednesday that the scheme was illegal. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said he would seek to sign a new treaty with Rwanda. Last year, more than 45,700 migrants crossed the English Channel to Britain on small boats, the highest figure since records began. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Rescue workers in northern India renewed efforts Thursday to reach 40 men trapped inside a collapsed highway tunnel for the fifth day, making slow progress as they begin burrowing through rock and soil debris. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones has more.
On Thursday, rescue workers renewed efforts to reach them. This time, they're using an advanced drilling machine flown in from New Delhi. And authorities said they were confident this will speed up efforts at the site in the northern state of Uttarakhand. The plan is to drill and create space for a pipe that can be used by the trapped men to crawl to safety. Officials said by Thursday morning, drilling had penetrated about 3 meters of debris, and they need to cover a total distance of around 60 meters. But the state's top disaster management officer said this new machine can drill through up to 2.5 meters of rock per hour. A deputy transport minister said those trapped have electricity, water, and food, and he was very optimistic that the rescue workers would bring them to safety.
That's Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reporting. Workers at more than 200 U.S. Starbucks coffee stores plan to walk off the job Thursday. Organizers say it's the largest strike yet in the two-year-old effort to unionize the company's stores. The Workers United Union chose Starbucks' annual Red Cup Day to stage the walkout, since it's usually one of the busiest days of the year. Starbucks expects to give away thousands of reusable cups Thursday to customers who order holiday drinks. The union says it's expecting more than 5,000 workers to take part in its Red Cup Rebellion. Chinese President Xi Jinping is signaling China may send new pandas to the U.S. Xi calls pandas envoys of friendship between China and the American people. During a speech for business leaders Wednesday, Xi said China is ready to continue its cooperation with the U.S. on panda conservation. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.